Welcome to the Complex Problems, Simple Solutions, Discussions on Homelessness podcast. We explore resources, experiences, and the goals of advocates and outreach volunteers who offer services and support to our unhoused neighbors throughout Washington State. Our hope is to provide a more compassionate understanding of their experiences and the obstacles they face as they pursue their goals. Hello, I am the host of Complex Problems, Simple Solutions, Anton Preisinger. I formed the nonprofit organization Northwest Hospitality in 2016 to pursue my outreach goals and better support vulnerable neighbors where I lived and worked. When communities are encouraged, complex problems can be conquered by simple solutions. We look forward to having you participate in our discussions, and thank you for listening. Northwest Hospitality's annual benefit is coming up on March 9th, 2024. Come looking forward to live music, fun games, great auction items, including our very first live auction, and dinner catered by Ripe Catering based in Seattle. The benefit is going to be held at Leif Erickson Hall in Ballard. Tickets are currently available on our website for $125 each, or you can get a table for eight for $800. This year's benefit is very generously being sponsored by Amp Studio LLC and by Express Employment Professionals in Bremerton. You can find all this information and more, including a link to buy tickets, at bit.ly/NWH Spring Benefit, and we look forward to seeing you there. Welcome, and thank you for listening to Complex Problems, Simple Solutions. Have another short episode for you again today. Wanted to do another Let's Do Something Together episode. So, please, spend some time, 5 minutes or an hour, it doesn't matter, safely picking up litter in your area, around your home, around your work, around the park you visit. It doesn't even need to be around a homeless encampment, though that would certainly be appropriate, if you can be there safely, and particularly if you know any of the residents there. Let your mind wander a bit. Don't think about your work or other commitments. Focus on just picking up the trash and hopefully find a little bit of enjoyment in cleaning up your neighborhood. Ask yourself while you're working, does most of this trash you're picking up come from passing vehicles or from people who don't have an address with garbage service? If it seems like it's coming from a homeless encampment, are you sure that it's trash that they left? Or might it be trash that was dumped there because people saw an opportunity to avoid paying their dump fees? Take some time, pick up some litter, beautify your neighborhood, and if you have any epiphanies while you're out there, send us an email, anton@nwhospitality.org, and I'd like to share your experiences on our podcast in one of our upcoming episodes. For myself, I've done many of these cleanups with and without volunteers, and I've had lots of great experiences meeting the people in the areas that I'm cleaning up and finding people volunteering out of the blue to help, asking for a pair of gloves and a bag or a grabber and pitching in, enjoying a meal together. I've also had a few negative experiences, of course, but I can honestly tell you I've never had a negative experience with any of the residents I've been cleaning up around. I have only ever had experiences, negative experiences, with housed neighbors seeing what I'm doing and recognizing that I'm trying to help the people who are living without shelter in their area. I'm not saying that it's not possible to have negative experiences with people living in the area. I'm always very careful not to dispose of anything that looks like it might belong to someone. But the experiences I've had that have not been good coming from housed neighbors have been notable. I had a, in Port Orchard, I had a housed lady. Some might call her a Karen, I suppose. She was a frequent visitor to our area while I had volunteers out there. She had a little white dog. She liked to verbally abuse me and anybody else I had out there. She did one time show up with the gun she'd promised to bring and wheeled it about wildly, saying, you know, I should just make sure you guys don't come out here and keep making it so these people can stay here. I think she kind of scared herself, but that was certainly an unpleasant experience and yet not one that will keep me from going out again. I'm hoping that those continue to be few and far between and the positive experiences highly overweigh the negative ones. So if you would like to participate in this episode of Let's Do Something Together, please find some time to bag some trash. You can bag just enough to put in your own garbage can for your waste management services to take away. Or if you think you're going to do a larger project and collect many bags of trash, please get in touch and I'd be more than happy to help dispose of anything that gets bagged. Or even if you have a big project in your area, we do take requests for our environmental hospitality program and would like to coordinate volunteers in an area that needs some attention. So long as we're not working in an area that has unhoused residents where a sweep is planned or expected. We don't work in those situations because we're there for the people who need our support. And if the city or jurisdiction is going to sweep people, then they can pay to take care of the trash as well. So I hope to hear from you about your experiences, and thank you very much. That's it for this episode of Complex Problems, Simple Solutions. Please subscribe and follow us. Find us on our website at www.nwhospitality.org. Sign up for our newsletter to get all the updates. We'd love to stay in touch. You can shoot us an email at info@nwhospitality.org. Thank you for listening and see you next time.